Hello and welcome to my second travel photography podcast here on the Traveler's Notebook. I'm Ryan Libre. I'm in Isan, where the Thai way of life hasn't changed much in the last 40 years, and you're more likely to be stopped by a herd of water buffalo than by a traffic light. Yes, this still exists in Thailand, but only 2% of tourists visit Isan, which is a third of the landmass of Thailand. Perhaps most tourists would be bored in Isan. After all, there's not much besides really nice farmers and good healthy food, except the occasional festival and bottle of rice whiskey. I've been teaching many photo workshops recently, and it's been a good chance to really clarify for myself what makes a good photograph, and I found it to be simplicity, that is, showing everything you need and nothing else. So next time you take a photo, be sure to look at your LCD and ask yourself, what do I need more of, and especially, what do I need less of? Find anything in the photo that's not directly supporting the story, and find a way to cut it out. Like most good photos, this was not my first shot of this farmer. It was about my 50th. On the first shot or two, he was posing, as most people do. But just stick around for 15, 20 minutes, half hour, keep taking photos, and eventually everyone will become bored of posing and just go about what they do naturally. And that's your chance for a good, candid shot. To take this photo, I put my camera on aperture priority and opened it all the way to ensure I would get a fast shutter speed to really stop the action. I really love how the tail of the sugar cane streams across the sky and fills the blank space that could be wasted otherwise. A funny side note about this picture. After I was finished taking this farmer's photo, I talked to him. Turns out he spends his summers in Finland picking blackberries. Who would have guessed? Thanks for listening and hope you join me for my next episode. Bye!